humanity. We will struggle against sin. The threefold enemy. Talked about that in Bible study this morning. The devil, the world, and our own flesh. As we war against it. I find in my members another war. Paul, 7th chapter of Romans. The reality of the life of a Christian. When will this struggle against sin end? When the incorruptible shall put, or the corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. It's like opening a drain or something on a bathtub. It's just done away. It's gone. Death is swallowed up in victory. And what is this all about? Romans chapter 5, verse 12 tells us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We go on here, the end of this, Romans chapter 6, the wages of sin is death. But when Jesus returns, death is swallowed up in the victory of Christ. There's a consummation already, or a consummation which awaits us. Jesus has conquered death on the cross. But there is a consummation, there is a fulfillment of all things. You know, the war has been won, but the battles still rage. But death is then swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Paul quotes here from the major prophet Isaiah and the minor prophet Hosea. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? What power do death and the grave have over one who is asleep in Christ? Nothing. Because they have been swallowed up in victory. The sting of death is sin. Sin is what kills us. It slays us. We are condemned because of sin. The sting of death is sin. The reason that we die is because of one man, sin entered in the world, and death by sin. We weren't created to die. Because the Bible tells us that death entered into the world because of sin. The sin of the first parent. That's why we read, was it last week's text, the last enemy that we face is death. Because we have not been created for that purpose, that we would die. But because of sin, death has entered into the world. The strength of sin is the law. But then we have to go back to Romans 6. Verse 23, because I left out the most important part. And that's the but. The wages of sin is death. But. And I thank God for the buts in the Bible. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, a gift, that we would not be left there in that place of death, corruption, that we would be raised again into incorruption, the glory that we would possess with Jesus for all eternity. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God, going back to our text, which giveth us. You can see, it's so beautiful, the consistency, not only of the writings of Paul, but the consistency of Scripture. We just read from Romans that it is a gift. And here, Paul tells the church in Corinth, and he tells us, that God has given us the victory. How could we earn the victory? How could this which is corruptible earn a victory? Impossible. The Bible tells us, the prophet Isaiah tells us, that even our righteousnesses, our good deeds, are as filthy rags. He giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And here now is the exhortation for us who are left. Therefore, because of this, because of the hope we have through Christ Jesus, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Stand firm. Stand upon the promises of God. Unmovable. And as Paul writes unto the Ephesians, I think it's the Ephesians. I should be able to quote this, but not as good as quoting as I maybe used to be. Sixth chapter of Ephesians. Having taken all the shield. No. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having all to stand. Stand, therefore. Withstand, stand, and stand. Standing is a position of steadfastness, of assurance, of confidence. And our confidence is in the Lord, that we would be steadfast, unmovable, as we are kept by the power of God, always abounding in the work of the Lord, being created unto good works. Confess the Lord Jesus Christ with our mouth, that which we believe in our heart, and do good works unto our neighbor, unto the glory of God. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, as it pleases him, not for our salvation, but for the benefit of our neighbor. So, go on, my beloved. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. To that end, may God richly bless you in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We'll now continue with number 740, There Is a Redeemer.
Let's ask the Lord to humble our hearts in closing prayer and in benediction. Gracious Father, we give thanks for your word, which is eternal, for a word that has been spoken unto us through the ages and even unto this day. We thank you, Father, that you have sustained us through this word of the gospel, and with that confidence, and we can look to those days that you will sustain us in the future unto glory, when one day we will be able to sing that everlasting song of salvation. And now we ask that you bless us and keep us, that you would make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us, that you would lift up your countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This week we have, following our service, we have a lunch that's being served downstairs, and everyone is welcome. Next week, or actually Wednesday, we have Bible study, which will be at Stan and Shirley's place. And women's Bible study on Friday will be announced yet. So next week we have our morning 10:15, our morning Bible study, and 11 o'clock, our worship service. And following, anything else? Okay. Then we have our closing hymn with 460 and a free will offering or received. And then also, before we go down for lunch, we'll do our doxology 666.